Christian eating meat, or in my life a vegetarian, who associates with devotees, but who doesn't acknowledge Krishna as a person, as a person. Mm.
Who's better, a Christian who eats meat, or a Mayavadi who doesn't eat meat and associates with devotees?
Doesn't acknowledge Krishna as a personality,
or even
doesn't consider him to be the supreme personality of Godhead,
or doesn't accept him to be the supreme personality of Godhead.
Who out of these two is a less offender, and who has more chances to become a Vaishnava?
Who out of the two is less of an offender, has more of a chance to be a Vaishnava? Okay, to become a Vaishnava. Say in Russian.
Кто лучше, мясоед, христианин или майявади вегетарианец, который общается с преданными, но не признает Кришну личностью, или признает, но не считает его верховной личностью Бога? Кто из них является меньшим оскорбителем и у кого больше шансов стать вайшнавом?
We often get this kind of question.
Подобный вопрос часто задают.
It's something like asking, what's better, someone who goes on a rampage and kills 20 people with an axe, or someone else who poisons the water system in a country, in a city, and many people get sick and they die also.
В водопроводную систему городскую и также приводит к многочисленным жертвам.
You can have a debate which is better.
Можно устроить дебаты, что лучше.
We have to give the Nobel Prize to Peace Prize to someone, so which of the two shall we give it to?
То есть все равно Нобелевскую премию мира нужно кому-то присуждать. Нужно выбрать кого-то из двух.
We gave it to Henry Kissinger, we gave it to Barack Obama, so who's the next? Go in the prison and find the greatest murderer. They should be the next one. Whoops! I'm not supposed to say controversial things. I guess you can say this kind of thing in Russia without people minding too much. In America, some people might get upset. Barack Obama's great contribution to peace was drones, because then the pilots don't get shot down. Save the lives of many pilots. Yeah, they're computerized. No, they don't just spy, they go and kill people. There are different kinds of drones for different things. You know about that? There are drones in Pakistan and Yemen, and they're computerized, and if they see the face of a terrorist, they go and kill. And of course, they kill everyone else all around them, and sometimes... Anyway, it's horrible.
Planes cannot fly without fire pilots, only if they are small, and they have some cameras.
Yeah, but... Anyway, the drones, they can be for finding out the weather, they can be for spying, they can be for... But many of them are killing. They've killed hundreds and hundreds of people in Pakistan and Yemen. It's all part of the Pax Americana.
Вклад Барака Обамы в дело мира заключается в том, что он спас много жизней военных пилотов, военных летчиков, потому что им не нужно летать на самолетах для того, чтобы сейчас бомбить. Вместо них это делают беспилотники, которые указывают координаты, куда нужно отправлять ракету.
Anyway, I digress again into sarcastic political comments.
Вы понимаете, что это сарказм?
More than once Srila Prabhupada was asked, what is better, a worshipper of Kali, or worshipper of various demigods, including Kali, who is a meat eater, or a Christian who believes in one God?
Srila Prabhupada несколько раз, по крайней мере, задавали этот вопрос, кто лучше? Христианин, верующий в единого Бога, или человек, который поклоняется полубогам, в том числе и Кали, и ест мясо.
And Srila Prabhupada answered that the Kali worshipper is better because they're within the Vedic culture, so they have more chance to, they're closer to Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada отвечал, что, конечно, тот, кто поклоняется Кали, поскольку это поклонение находится в рамках ведической культуры, и оно ближе к Кришне.
See how much importance Prabhupada gave to Vedic culture.
Посмотрите, какое значение Шрила Прабхупада придавал ведической культуре.
Now, one thing you're saying about a Mayavadi who associates with Vaishnavas.
По поводу Mayavadi, который общается с преданными.
But Vaishnavas don't associate with Mayavadis.
Дело в том, что преданные не общаются с Mayavadi.
They may give their association.
Они могут давать, конечно, свое общение.
But generally they avoid Mayavadis. Yeah, okay.
Next question. In the internet, there are a lot of Krishna drawings of Krishna and Nrisimhadev in modern style, bearing the features of the epoch. Sometimes
the epoch? What's that, the epoch?
Age.
Yeah, but...
Our age.
Oh, you mean the modernistic styles?
Yeah, he will describe it.
Okay.
Sometimes Nrisimhadev is depicted having a head of a lion, and there are some paintings of Pandavas in a Star Wars style. Are these paintings acceptable? Can we consider them bona fide? Are there any standards to depict the Lord?
Yeah, say it in Russian.
В интернете появилось много рисунков Кришны, Нарисимхадева в современном стиле с чертами эпохи. Иногда Нарисимхадева изображают с головой настоящего льва. Есть рисунки пандавов в стиле звездных войн. Насколько допустимы такие изображения в духе времени? Можно ли считать авторитетами? И есть ли какие-то стандарты изображения для рисования Господа?
Is it acceptable to depict the Supreme Lord and his pure devotees, such as the Pandavas, in modernistic artistic styles? Are there standards for this? Yeah, there are standards. Mahajano yena gata sapanta. We should follow the examples given by authorized personalities. Srila Prabhupada, he carefully supervised the paintings for his books.
Srila Prabhupada тщательно отбирал изображения для своих книг.
And he would reject speculative styles.
И он отвергал какие-то спекуляции.
Once a devotee painted Krishna looking very muscular, like Rambo or something like this. And Srila Prabhupada said, this is the standard of beauty among the meat eaters. That's coming for 2,000 years from the Greeks through the Renaissance and up to Rambo in the present day.
Все эти стандарты им тысячи лет в Древней Греции через Ренессанс, сейчас они принимают форму Рэмбо.
And then Srila Prabhupada showed the artist a traditional, or pointed out to the artist a traditional Indian painting of Krishna with soft features.
И потом Srila Prabhupada показал традиционное изображение Кришны в индийском стиле с такими мягкими чертами.
Srila Prabhupada said, this is the standard of beauty of the milk drinkers. There are many descriptions of Krishna in Shastra. We never hear that bulging muscles. We never hear such thing.
Но никогда там не говорится о том, что у него стальные мускулы.
according to the descriptions in Shastra and according to the direct vision of Krishna of pure devotees, Krishna has been depicted through the ages.
Krishna изображают на картинах в соответствии с описаниями, которые приводятся в священных писаниях, и в соответствии с видениями его чистыми преданными.
So we should follow such descriptions and not make an anthropomorphic Krishna. Just like in Jesus in China is painted as a Chinaman, and in the West he's painted as having blue eyes, good Aryan features.
Например, Иисуса в Китае изображают с узкими глазами, а на Западе голубоглазым, светлокожим блондином.
In China and Japan and all these countries, the Buddha is depicted as having those kind of features, but he was an Indian. He was Indian Kshatriya.
Китай и вот в восточных странах Дальнего Востока Будду изображают с узкими глазами, хотя на самом деле по рождению он был индийцем и не имел такого разреза глаз.
So we shouldn't anthropomorphize Krishna and his devotees. Follow the descriptions given by the acharyas. Or if we're painting Star Wars style, that might be androidomorphism. So we should have Arati now? 7:30.